Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Ed Harry. Coming up, another commanding performance from Chelsea, this time against Wolves.
Little layoff here from Kalou. Back to Joe Cole, who drives it past Wayne Hennessy. Chelsea have a fourth.
And they lead the table. Manchester United beat Everton to go second above Arsenal, who lose at Sunderland. And David Beckham is prepared to play through the pain for LA Galaxy in the MLS Cup final. Chelsea's 11th win of the Premier League season, 4-0 at home to Wolves, means they're 5 points clear at the top. And Saturday's victory was achieved without the injured Frank Lampard and Didier Drogba. Michael Essien scored twice, and there was a goal apiece for Florian Malouda and Joe Cole. His squad's strength in depth particularly pleased the Chelsea manager, Carlo Ancelotti.
We played very well. We started very well the game. After 20 minutes, we were 3-0. This is an important start for us. This means that we have a very good squad.
Manchester United kept up the pressure on the leaders with their 3-0 win over Everton at Old Trafford. There for the BBC, Ian Dennis.
8 points adrift of leaders Chelsea at kick-off. Manchester United responded as Sir Alex Ferguson would expect, bouncing back from that setback at Chelsea. They dominated the first half, but good defending restricted their opportunities. But a stunning volley from Fletcher after 34 minutes gave them a 1-0 lead. Everton improved with the introduction of Yakubu after the break, who shot wide while Van der Sar saved bravely to deny Cahill. After Rooney had grazed the crossbar, Carrick's first league goal of the season gave United breathing space. Valencia's deflected shot sealed the victory. Their impressive run against Everton continues, and it's worth noting, United have lost just one of their last 31 home league games.
Manchester United up to second in the table, replacing Arsenal, who lost 1-0 at Sunderland. Arsene Wenger said the result was a significant blow to Arsenal's title chances.
It's a massive setback, because when you want to win a championship, the first thing, first quality you must have is consistency. And be capable to focus every time 100%, no matter what the circumstances. That's quite raises question marks.
Liverpool are seventh after being held to a 2-2 draw at home by Manchester City. Martin Skrtel gave Liverpool the lead before goals from Emmanuel Adebayor and Stephen Ireland put City 2-1 up. Yossi Benayoun then struck to salvage a point for the home side. So did Liverpool's manager Rafael Benitez consider that a fair result?
To concede 2 goals and come back, you have to be pleased, because the players, they were working so hard. I think they deserve maybe more for the effort, no? But okay, it's always football, no? You have to score more goals if you want to win. But again, I would say 2 substitutions after 80 minutes, and we couldn't play with Johnson. We have to move Carra. So too many problems, and still we saw great Carra.
As for City's manager, Mark Hughes saw a missed opportunity.
We're disappointed, obviously, because from going behind, then we're showing great qualities, get back on level terms, score a great goal to get our noses in front, but then obviously led them back in the game very, very quickly. And I think if we had just seen the game out for maybe five, six minutes more after our second goal, I feel sure we would have won the game comfortably. But it wasn't to be. But I think that shows how far we've come. Two goals away from home at Anfield, and there's an air of disappointment.
Hull City came back from 2 goals down to draw 3-3 at home to West Ham. Hull are 2 places above the drop zone. The Hammers are 4th from bottom. Lee Bowyer scored the only goal of the game as Birmingham City beat their visitors Fulham 1-0. And Emil Heskey hit a late equaliser for Aston Villa in their 1-1 draw at Burnley. There are 3 more matches in the Premier League on Sunday. Tottenham could move back into the top 4 with a win at home to Wigan. But the Spurs manager Harry Redknapp says his Wigan counterpart Roberto Martinez is a very talented coach.
They've got a terrific young manager. I think he's excellent, you know, and I liked him when he was at Swansea. He did a great job at Swansea. Got them playing some fantastic football, and he's gone to Wigan, and I'm sure he's going to be a great success at Wigan as well. And I like him very much as a guy and as a coach and a manager. He's top class.
In the day's other games, Bolton host Blackburn, Stoke at home to Portsmouth. Real Madrid have gone top of the table in Spain, a point clear, after they won by 1-0 at home to Racing Santander, and previous leaders Barcelona drew 1-1 at Athletic Bilbao. Thierry Henry came off the bench after 84 minutes of that draw. He was playing his first game since the handball that helped France qualify for the World Cup. Barca host Real Madrid in the Primera Liga next Sunday. Italy's defending champions Inter are now 8 points clear of Juventus after a 3-1 win at Bologna. Juve's game in hand is at home to Udinese. That's a Sunday evening kickoff. Werder Bremen atop of the German Bundesliga after a 6-0 win at Freiburg. Bayer Leverkusen, level on points with the leaders, can reclaim top spot if they avoid defeat at Bayern Munich later on Sunday. And France's reigning champions Bordeaux suffered their first home league defeat in more than 2 years when Valenciennes beat them 1-0 on Saturday. Auxerre now lead the standings by a point. They were 2-0 winners over Monaco. Celtic will return to the top of the Scottish Premier League if they can win their Sunday fixture at Dundee United. Rangers lead the standings overnight by a point following Saturday's 3-0 victory at home to Kilmarnock. David Beckham's preparing for his first appearance in US football's showpiece match, the MLS Cup final. The former England captain's hoping to inspire LA Galaxy to victory over Real Salt Lake City in Seattle. There for the BBC is Sean Wheelock.
Los Angeles Galaxy will be playing in their record 6th Major League Soccer Cup Final and their first with David Beckham as they try to claim the MLS Championship for the third time. Aside from the highest paid and most famous footballer in the American top flight, LA Galaxy also features U.S. International and 2009 MLS Player of the Year Landon Donovan, Jamaican goalkeeper Donovan Ricketts, and manager Bruce Arena, who took the United States to the last two World Cups. By contrast, Real Salt Lake are in just their 5th year of existence and will be entering their first final of any kind.
Sean Wheelock there, who asked Beckham to describe his emotions ahead of the game.
These occasions don't come every year, so you have to make sure that you enjoy them. We've got a lot of young guys in our team that are excited, but we need to stay focused. That's the biggest thing for us. But of course, you know, you play in a cup final, it's exciting, the whole experience, and you have to enjoy it because the day goes past so quickly. So you have to enjoy the moment.
Well, Beckham goes into the game carrying an injury to his right ankle. He's got some bruising to the bone. It's severely restricted his training, and on Saturday he limped out of the Galaxy's final session and needed an ice pack. He'd previously said he was prepared to play with a pain-killing injection if necessary. Next to tennis and the ATP World Tour Finals, the season-ending event on the men's tour. 8 of the game's elite are here in London for the tournament, which begins later on Sunday, with Britain's Andy Murray taking on the US Open winner Juan Martín Del Potro of Argentina. They meet in Group A, that's one of two groups of four, from which the top two will go on to contest the semi-finals. Murray's expecting quite a contest.
Yeah, it'll be a tough match. He's, obviously played great bit earlier in the year at the US Open, and you know, he's a big, big guy. He's about 6'6", 6'7". So it's going to be difficult, but I played well against him in the past.
Well, Sunday's late match in the same group features the world number one Roger Federer against Fernando Verdasco. England's Lee Westwood leads the Dubai World Golf Championship by 2 strokes after his third round 6-under par 66 left him 15-under for the tournament. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy, Westwood's rival to finish the season as Europe's top golfer, is tied for 3rd, 5 shots off the pace. The United States have qualified for the 2011 Rugby Union World Cup after defeating Uruguay 27-6 in Florida. That was the second leg of their final round playoff to decide who would progress from the Americas. The US had also won last week's away leg in Montevideo 27-22. And in the pick of the Rugby Union internationals taking place across the Northern Hemisphere, New Zealand were 19-6 winners over England at Twickenham. Scotland beat Australia 9-8 at Murrayfield. Our top sports story for you this hour, Chelsea's 11th win of the Premier League season, 4-0 at home to Wolves, means they're now 5 points clear at the top of the table. Having defeated Everton 3-0 at Old Trafford, Manchester United are up to second. They replace Arsenal, who suffered a shock 1-0 defeat at Sunderland. More on all those matches at bbcworldservice.com/sport. But for now, that's the latest world sport from London.